Queer.
And speaking of blinging, a man who was far too overdressed for a Midsummer's Night, Jack Cringey, hi.
Hello.
Why are you wearing long sleeves?
I thought you were going to say, why are you wearing a shirt?
That too.
Second time I'm in studio, people. Give it some time. It's one of the few things that I think I look good in. Like, I don't have that many t-shirts, and I just went through a phase. I think it would have been in winter.
What about a singlet? Singlet and a pair of shorts. David's smiling.
Maybe I will next time for you guys.
I like the button-up shirt.
Well, you'll be here for the first show of 2017. That's if you're still around.
Right, if I'm still around.
What are you planning over Christmas and New Year?
He might be going. We might be going away for Christmas, New Year.
Oh,
that'll be the 4th of January.
I'll see what happens.
Oh, smiley. Pop cultured this week. Mm. You're looking at the representation of anime,
yes,
television, and gaming for the diverse and gender and sexuality community.
Yes.
Huge topic for which we've got about 6 minutes to talk about.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's power it through.
Set, go.
Okay, so I've been watching this anime called... I'm not going to be powering through it, but I've been watching an anime recently called Yuri on Ice. It's basically an anime about figure skating, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. The animation, good stuff. But the...
Mother of a world champion ice skater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about ice skating, figure skating beforehand. Now I'm very invested going to ice skating a little bit more. Well, I started, but...
Because it's cold there. That's why we started 7 years ago. Cold in the summer months. Keep going.
But yeah, I kind of like caught on to it because it really pushes the characters forward in a way that the fandom can sort of latch onto. The two main characters, one of them is... gold medal winner in figure skating. One of them has completely came last in the Grand Prix the year before. They have incredibly good chemistry. And what happens when you get two characters in the same shot that have great chemistry in an anime, the fandom tends to get a little bit in over its head. That got me thinking about queer representation or LGBT plus sort of identities or relationships outside of that anime and within anime more broadly. And there's actually dedicated genres within anime for queer relationships and for queer people. The issue is that they're not very well depicted. They're not particularly accurate. There are genres called boys love or girls love, translated from Japanese. They are designed to be for specific audiences as opposed to depicting relationships in a way that's realistic or faithful, more or less. And that's why Yuri on Ice kind of stuck out to me as an anime that was interesting in pushing complex characters without sort of fetishizing a sort of relationship, I guess.
Because that's one of the things that you get in a lot of these kind of same-sex relationships in anime is that it's a very stereotyped idea of what the relationship should be. I have memories of, I can't even remember what it was I was watching, but I saw this male couple and one of them is, 7'4" and the other one is 4 foot nothing and built like a waif. And it was just this incredible stereotype.
No, a lot of Japanese media tends to, a lot of Japanese media that we tend to see tend to sort of just drive the tropes pretty much more than anything else. You don't see a lot of dynamic or complex characters, but the tropes almost all the time.
Yeah, because it seems to be a cultural thing in Japan that those kinds of relationships aren't really seen as normal, more to the fact though that they seem funny, and that's why it's true.
I wonder whether, like, the thing that you said about it being something which it's the Japanese media that we see...
Mm.
Do you think it's kind of the stuff which plays well in the West, and so that's what gets billing over here? Or
that's
you
a
know?
Fair point. I mean, like what I said earlier about the sort of community, the fandoms sort of latching onto anything they can get. I guess that means that for maybe some of these producers, these writers, it might be a race to the bottom to see mm-hmm. who can get the most fan servicey kind of stuff out. But like I said, Yuri on Ice, it's airing currently in Japan. The finale is airing tomorrow, and I'm going to get a lot of messages on Facebook about that. It's going to bog me down. But there are quite a few other really good anime from the New World that I've come across that use these characters and these relationships in a really creative way to sort of tell more complex and more interesting stories. From the New World and Number Six, two animes that I think that if you're wanting to see queer characters within anime, would be worth a look.
Awesome. I'm going to have to add those to my list because my Netflix queue is not long enough.
Oh, yeah,
apparently.
Of course.
I'm sure you've seen this already.
Oh, yeah, okay. So Sam's just shown me another thing.
That just came up this week.
The Overwatch comic where it's been revealed that one of the characters in the incredibly successful game is gay.
Mm. Or at least bisexual in some regard.
Right.
Yeah.
Where she's shown celebrating Christmas with her female partner. I saw someone call out, just like, wow, this is breaking new ground, a ginger in Overwatch. I was like, okay, guys, good one. But no, it's... I've seen a lot of mixed reactions to it. What have you seen kind of a similar sort of?
Yeah, sort of. I think like the ones I've seen the most often are coming from the straight white male kind of demographic, going, "Oh, who gives a crap?" But we do.
And that's the thing with things like this. It's so incredibly important, especially in these kinds of media which appeal to, you know, our young nerds.
Yeah.
It's really important to see queer representation in kind of general media.
Yeah.
I brought up earlier, coming out in a week, DC Comics have an anthology called Love is Love, which is coming out, which made news this week because J.K. Rowling is getting involved and all this kind of thing. So it's all different characters from various DC properties. And I mean, I found that really interesting, but that it's kind of this love letter to the queer community. But on the one hand, it is putting us all in one book.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, it's an anthology. A lot of that content is found elsewhere.
I hope so. And I really hope so. Well, no, I know that a lot of it is a lot of it is new content.
Oh, okay.
And specifically written content. And so it'll be interesting to see whether that stuff is elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure.